Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
For today's second date update, a listener named Kelsey is on the phone and she thinks she's not getting a call back because she describes herself as boring on the first date. So let's find out. I'm a good judge of boring. What's up, Kelsey? How are you?
Hey, good. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, bored. Bored. Already, Kelsey.
She said, hey. Oh my God, poor Kelsey.
Oh my God.
Yep, snooze fest, Kelsey. Yeah. Jeez. No wonder you're not getting a call back.
You know, right?
Are you always boring on first dates, or was this an exception?
No, this is just like kind of a chill first date. So it wasn't, you know, we didn't do anything epic. We actually met this guy online, and I kind of thought he was different than the other guys that I've seen, like on Tinder and all of those apps.
What's his name, first of all?
His name is Thomas.
Thomas, all right.
What made him stand out? You said he was different than the others.
Well, a lot of the other guys, they're trying really hard just to impress you on these apps, like, all the time.
Right.
So he didn't seem like he was doing that at all.
Okay, no, he seemed like he didn't care.
Not like he didn't care, just that he was, like, down to earth.
Okay,
that just seems
that.
Like it would be refreshing, yeah. Instead of somebody who's on 24/7 just trying to impress you the whole time.
Thirsty. Yeah, exactly.
And what was it like when you guys met in real life?
It was awesome. We just, like, kind of went for a little walk and got to know each other. I grabbed some ice cream and then kept hanging out for a little while. And we decided like we'd stop by the grocery store just to pick some stuff up. So he like helped me bring my stuff back.
Yeah, Kelsey, I'm going to go ahead and say that's a pretty boring date. That's all you guys did.
Well, I mean, it was like a stop on the way. We didn't plan to go to the grocery store. It just kind of happened.
I think that's kind of cute because doesn't it mean that you guys extended your time together longer than you had expected?
Yeah, I mean, that's what I thought. Like, he was totally making me laugh in the store, and I just feel like I was smiling the whole time. Like, I had such a good time.
Oh.
But then, like, afterward, I thought, you know, like, it's early, maybe. I asked him if he wanted to go see a movie with me, keep the night going, and I was, like, super shocked by his answer. He just said, no.
Oh.
Just like that, just straight no?
Wow.
Yeah, he was like, no. I have to go home.
Wow, that's harsh, man. Yeah, I mean, what did you say back?
Well, I kind of just, like, stood there, and I'm really awkward, too, so I was, like, maybe going to go in for, like, a little bit of a hug, but he just left.
Whoa! Wow.
I feel like you weren't boring on the date. I feel like you must have done something to make him angry.
He's
not
into you.
Yeah, you're trying to hang out with the dude even longer than what you normally were. You invite him to a movie, and he's just like, no, and then splits, like... I feel like you made him angry.
I don't know what I did.
Wait, I mean, really? He seemed fine up until what point? Did you notice a change at any certain point?
Well, like, towards the end, I kind of felt like he was getting a little bored, so that's why I wanted to switch it up and maybe go to the movies. And then I guess it was too late for that.
Yeah, I mean...
You didn't make him buy your groceries or something, did you?
No.
Okay. It's not that out there of a question. Yeah, we've had people who have done things like that. I'm just making sure.
Maybe he's simply a guy who doesn't want to move too fast. They do exist.
Or maybe he just didn't feel the chemistry.
Maybe he hates movies.
There's a lot of possibilities is what we're saying.
Yeah, I'd like to figure it out.
I mean, I'm sure you've gone through everything in your mind. Do you have any idea what it could be?
The only thing is that I think I might have, like, bored him a little bit.
Oh, too boring.
But, like, I swear I'm fun. Like, I am a fun person. I have a lot of fun with my friends. And, like, that was just not an accurate representation of, like, who I am and, like, what I do all the time, you know?
Okay.
I don't take guys to grocery stores.
So if that is his reason that you're a little too boring, you want to try to convince him that you're not boring and get another date with him.
Yeah, definitely. And then do something like super fun, like roller coasters or I don't know.
Yeah, you're going to have to go skydiving or something.
Or IKEA.
Yeah, well, Jubal, don't get crazy.
I know. I'm a little wild like that, though.
Yeah.
All right, Kelsey. Well, we'll play a song and then come back and call him and get your second date update, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hang on one second.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.